Hi, this is Rob Connery, and today I want to do a quick 10-minute overview showing you how you can work with ASP.NET MVC. And what I'd like to do is build out the basics of nerddinner.com, so let's get started. To get myself started here, I'm going to need to download Microsoft Visual Studio, which is our IDE for creating various projects. And the one I'll be using today is Visual Studio Team System. However, if you don't have Team System or Professional, or you don't want to pay for any of it, you certainly don't have to. You can head over to Microsoft.com/Express, and you can use Visual Web Developer. You can download this for free. The next thing you're going to need to do is head over to ASP.NET/MVC right here, and then download ASP.NET MVC. So let's get started with the ubiquitous File New. That's always the first step when creating a new project. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to select a new project here. The New Project dialog opens up. I'll be using Visual C Sharp as my language. And then I'm going to select Web. And then finally, I'm going to select ASP.NET MVC Web Application. So I'm going to call this Nerd Dinner. And it's going to put it in the default project location. I'm just going to leave that the way it is. When I hit OK, I'm going to be asked if I want to create a unit test project, and indeed I do. If you have other test frameworks installed, they will show up here, but all I have for right now is Visual Studio Unit Test, and I will keep that. And then it's going to build out the project using the project templates I just installed from ASP.NET MVC. The first thing I'm going to need to do is to have a database to work against. So I'm going to do add a new item, SQL Server database, and then just call it Nerd Dinner. So this is my actual database file that I'm putting in here. There it goes. And so now I can switch over to Server Explorer, and by adding that to the app data folder, I automatically get a nice database. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the database diagrams feature of SQL Express inside Visual Studio, and I'm going to create out a nice schema to work against. All right, well, here's my schema. As you can see, it's pretty simplistic. We just have the notion of dinners and RSVPs, as you can see. And now we are ready to add some data access code. And today I'll be using link to SQL, and I'll show you how to use this in your project. Setting this up couldn't be easier. So I'm going to come in here. I'm going to right-click on models. I'm going to add a new item. The dialog pops up, and I'm going to add a data. And then what I'm going to choose in here is link to SQL classes. And you can call this whatever you want, but again, I'm just going to call it Nerd Dinner. And this is a DBML file. And what this is, essentially, is kind of an XML file that describes the schema that you're going to be working against. So fear not, you don't have to code up any XML. All you got to do is switch back over to your Server Explorer, which we were just in, and then you select your tables and then drop them onto the surface. Now that we have the database set up, it's time to create our first controller. And what I'm going to do is rely heavily on the tooling here. You know, rather than kind of swim upstream, as they say, I'm going to rely on the convention and the tooling to help me out as much as possible. So to get started, I'm going to add a new controller by just simply right-clicking Add Controller. And I want to make sure that I add all these methods with the default names. And again, this is all convention-based. And if I follow this convention, a lot of good things can happen with very little effort. So I'll just hit Add. Using link to SQL is pretty easy. As you can see here, it's not much code. Okay, well, to create our view, I could come in here and open up the views directory here, and I can right-click Add Folder, and then right-click again and add my view, or I can let the tooling do it for me. And again, I can save a little time if I just come in here and I say Add View. And so the Add View dialog is going to pop up. Notice it's already named it for me because it knows the method here is index. And I'm going to create a strongly typed view. I want to work with the strongly typed data. So I'll be working with dinners, and finally the content is going to be list. Now notice in here, create, details, edit. These are all named after the actions that were created for us. So again, this is convention at work. Okay, I'm going to hit add. Notice the directory is created for us. The file, the view here, is created for us as well. So now we are good to go. So if I run the application by hitting F5, this is going to bring up the application in a browser. If I want to see the dinners, I just have to navigate to dinner. And here is my table, which is great. So if I want to create a new one, if I click on this, I will get a yellow screen of death, as they call it. So what I want to do now is I want to create this view. So what I need to do for that is same thing. Come down here, and first thing, if I have any stuff I need to show on the page, which I don't at this point, I'd want to do the data interactions and whatever else I need to do here. But since I don't have any of that, all I need to do is just simply say Add View. And again, it knows the name because we right-clicked inside Action here. And we sure are going to create a strongly typed view. And then the content, since it's the create action is going to be create, and I'll hit add. And this will create the form for us, which is awesome. So I don't want to have to add the dinner ID, so I'm going to remove this input there, and I'm good to go. So now if I hit F5, and our site will pop up, and I'll head on over to dinner, it'll show me the index action, which again has the table on it, but if I hit create new, now I get a nice form. Okay, well, before I post this information back to the server, I want to show you something that I kind of just glanced over here. In the dinner controller, we have two create methods, and one is overloaded with a form collection. And this method here handles the post, or the post back, if you're coming from the web forms world. If you understand the difference between get and post, that is a difference between these methods. And one just shows a form, and the other one handles the post of that form. So in this case, I could leave everything as it is, and I could put some code in here to kind of push the values in this form collection into a new dinner object and then shove it into the database. But instead of doing that, I'm going to use a really cool feature of MVC called model binding. And so what I can do is I can simply come in here, and I can say, hey, I want you to create a dinner object for me. So what MVC is smart enough to do is when it sees this post come in, it'll actually read the argument list and it'll say, oh, there's an object in here, and I don't know what this object is, but maybe I can put some form values in there, and it'll do that for you. So if you do something like that, you can also leverage a very nice feature of MVC called the model state. So you can just ask it, hey, is the model state, is this dinner object here, is it valid? And if it's valid, then go ahead and put it in the database. If it's not, what I'm going to want to do is I'm going to want to return that object back out to the view and show the errors to the user. And I'm going to show you this in just a second. And so for the rest of it, what I'm going to do is I'm going to simply pop it right in here. And so I'll create some data access code here to push that object into the database. And there we go, using linked to SQL once again. Pretty easy, just got to create a context, insert the dinner, submit the changes, and we're good to go. And if there's an error doing that, I'm going to still return the dinner back out to the view so we can populate the form again. And hopefully there will be no error. And so let's check this out. I'm going to hit F5 and run the application and bring it up again. And if I come in here, and I'm just going to go straight to the create form, and up it pops, let's put in a test. All right, well, here's my test dinner data. If I hit create, and it goes to the database, which is pretty groovy. And so everything here works pretty well. Now if I go and create a new one again, and I'll just put in some information here, I should get a couple errors, namely that ASD can't be parsed into a date, and same with latitude and longitude. And if I hit create, notice it's telling me create was unsuccessful. Please correct these errors and see how it nailed these. It found each one. Now how did that happen? Well, that's model binders in action. So if I close this down and head back over to the view, and if I go back to the create view here, you can see we have a nice thing called HTML validation summary, and that shows all the errors. It just says please correct the errors and try again. And down here we have some validation messages that we can show. Alright, well, along that same vein, let's head over to the dinner controller again, and what we're going to do now is we're going to work with the edit information. So I'll do the same thing in here, but before I do that, what I want to do is I want to add some data access code to make sure I can pull out the dinner. And there we go. And notice here I'm just returning a single dinner, and what I'll do next is I'll add the view, and same thing, edit, I'm going to work with a dinner, but in here I'm going to use the edit content, and when I hit add, then I have a nice form in here. Now I don't, again, want to edit the dinner ID, but maybe what I'll do here is I'll just output the dinner ID just so I can see it on the page. So I'll edit this real quick, and then I'll take this out. And that's easy enough. And so now when I hit F5, I'll just enter this URL in here, and I should be able to go edit, and then here it is. The form is filled out for me, which is groovy. Okay, well, now what I need to do is really quickly, I'm going to head back here to the dinner controller, and I'm going to do this a little bit differently. Come down here to the edit action that corresponds to post, again, another overload, but this time I'm going to keep the form collection, and I'm going to do something a little bit different. Well, this looks close to the same as the create action that accepted the post above, but I'm going to do something a little bit different since I'm working with linked to SQL. One of the things I need to do is I need to pull the data out of the database in order to work with it, to work with the data context. So instead of passing in the actual dinner here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to use update model, and I'm just going to give it the dinner as an argument there. And so what's going to happen is the model binders are going to try and bind the form value form values to the dinner object here. Hopefully that'll work. And if it does, all I need to do now is just say db.submitChanges, and then that's good to go. Well, if it doesn't work, then I'm going to pass it back down to the view, just like I did before. So this is actually quite simple to have a nice form built for us there. So what I'm going to do is head over again to dinner. I hit edit, and maybe just put a note in here, please come. So if I scroll down and hit save, and you can see it is saved for us. Now, same thing applies here with the model binders. If I come in here and enter text data in here, and I hit save, tells me it wasn't successful, tells me why. Thanks for watching this quick overview of ASP.NET MVC. The goal was to just show you what working with ASP.NET MVC is like. If you'd like to see a little bit more in-depth sample, please head over to our 70-minute tutorial where we will build out the entire nerddinner.com website. Again, thanks for watching.